USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him. Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
North Korean-run state media KCNA reported that Kim Jong-un attended a meeting of military leaders. Kim presided over the Workers' Party of Korea's Central Military Commission, discussing new policies for further increasing the nuclear war deterrence of the country. It's his first public appearance since May 1st. It's unclear why Kim had been out of the public eye for so long. Rumors surfaced about Kim's health when he was absent from a number of events back on April 15th. Hillary Clinton collected $2 million for Joe Biden's new joint fundraising committee, teaming up with the Democratic National Committee last week, an enormous one-night haul for the once cash-strapped campaign. Clinton raised the money during a Zoom fundraiser. It was more than any Biden surrogate has collected at any single event so far, according to campaign and party officials. Unlike at prior Biden campaign events, though, donors were allowed to give far more money because their checks were going to a new joint committee between Biden's campaign and the DNC. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli have agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges in connection with the college admissions scandal, according to the Department of Justice. They're the 23rd and 24th parents to plead guilty in this case. Loughlin has agreed to 2 months in prison, a $150,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 100 hours of community service. Her husband has agreed to 5 months in prison, $250,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 250 hours of community service. As more and more college athletic departments cut their sports programs, the financial wreckage due to the coronavirus pandemic is becoming pretty clear, and that's without even factoring in a $4 billion loss if the 2020 football season is canceled. University systems have suffered hundreds of millions of dollars in losses thus far, which could grow even more as decisions are made about whether to return students to campuses this fall. An array of cost-saving measures have been implemented 100 days from the scheduled start of the college football season. The Mid-American Conference, for example, announced multiple scheduling changes. Cincinnati dropped its men's soccer program. Old Dominion cut wrestling. Furman shut down baseball and men's lacrosse. Bowling Green cut baseball. Central Michigan terminated men's track and field. And Akron announced it's eliminating men's cross country, men's golf, and women's tennis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.